The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
You've earned anyhow. Happy, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Yes, from all of we. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. May you love each other and live happily.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I'm having some feedback, producer, so you can help me out there. It's 180 years of celebration here at the Nassau Guardian. Can I tell you what has 180 years? Railroad. So the first full-scale working railroad steam locomotive was built around 1825. The telegraph, the first telegraph, electric telegraph ever developed around in the 1830s or thereabouts. The Smithsonian Institute been around since 1846. About 180 years. The International Red Cross, I understand, been around about that time as well. Photography, the first permanent photograph was created around 1826, 1827. So what's been around for 180 years? The Nassau Guardian. And we are here to celebrate with the Nassau Guardian all this history and tradition and the contribution to the fifth estate. We have with us the chief editor of the Nassau Guardian right now. Candia Dames, are you there?
Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you. I mean, you have to tell us, what does it feel like to be responsible for the editorial oversight of a 180-year-old institute?
Well, I will tell you, it's a tremendous responsibility that I don't take lightly. And the members of our team, I think that they too fully recognize the responsibility that they have to continue this legacy of 180 years. And I'm just so proud of all that we've been able to accomplish up to this point, and certainly looking forward to doing some more good things in the years ahead.
It's amazing to think that so much of what we know in terms of what is happening, has happened in our country, has come through the enterprise of 180 years, the Nassau Guardian. That's quite a responsibility.
Absolutely. You know, the Nassau Guardian and indeed media in the Bahamas, we are really on the front line of history. And, you know, that is just an incredible thing. And, yeah, you know, every day we are chronicling the history of the Bahamas. And as I noted earlier on our Morning Blend show with Dwight Strawn, we are not just writing for the readers of today, but we're writing for the readers of tomorrow. So in 10, 20, 30, 100, 180 years, when people want to do some research on what was happening during this period in the Bahamas, they can pull up the Nassau Guardian. And so that's why it's so important for us to be accurate, to be responsible, to be fair, because really we are writing history every day. And it's a fascinating profession, really, because we get to see up close and personal all that's going on in the Bahamas.
To your point, I can't tell you the number of things that I have had to speak to in this country, economically, politically, socially, and otherwise, where I have had to use the Nassau Guardian or other media sources as a point of reference. And I mean, it's incredible how, especially in this digital age, how readily accessible that is. And for the most part, it has been reliable information. It has been a reliable documentation of what has happened, demonstrating that the journalists in the Nassau Guardian tend to hold true, for the most part, to the who, what, when, why, and where of things.
Yeah, absolutely. I always enjoy being in the archives. And, you know, I think that it hits me just really what we are about at the Nassau Guardian. And much of our day-to-day history, we sometimes overlook. To go back and look back over the decades, it's absolutely fascinating. You know, Zhivago, I did a story a few years ago where somebody sent me a copy of the Nassau Guardian about this little boy who was found wandering somewhere on the road. I don't know, maybe it was Wolf Road or something like that. And the person said to me in an email that this little boy was never claimed by anybody. And this was an article in the Nassau Guardian in the 1960s. And I was able to track this gentleman down, and he's now in his 50s. And he still does not know where he came from, who he came from, what his identity is. And we still talk from time to time. But it was just fascinating for me to be able to speak with him now as a grown man and to go back and to look at what the Nassau Guardian wrote about him in the 1960s. And this is actually a story that I continue to follow years later, because we're still trying to find out who he is and where he came from. So I keep using the word fascinating, but there are just so many stories that are on our pages over the years that we could bring to life even now.
You know, I have to tell people, you and I have had many discussions over the years I've been doing the show, or even before. But what intrigues me, as people, I don't think people appreciate this, is like running stories, writing stories, writing editorials. You don't just sit down and just write. You have to research. You have to make sure you have proper context, perspective, accurate information. And I have been there when you have been just battling away, trying to do that, you and your team, et cetera. And it's a lot of work to produce a credible newspaper.
Certainly, because you know what happens. You know, you spend the day into the night putting out the newspaper, and you go to sleep and you wake up, and you have to start all over if it never happened, right? What are we going to write about today? What are the main stories? What's happening in our communities? And, you know, there's this obligation. The number one obligation is to be factual. So you can spend the whole day trying to verify and research. And so it's not, you know, it comes with a lot of hard work and detail and attention, but it's a very rewarding craft that we're about on a day-to-day basis. Absolutely.
Well, we congratulations for sure. Congratulations to the Guardian. Congratulations to you and your team for continuing a strong tradition at the Guardian. And I have no doubt into the many years to come, it'll continue to be one source in this country where people can turn for the information about what's happening in a very dynamic country.
Thank you so much. And, you know, of course, the Nassau Guardian has expanded its products over the years. And one of the products that we're tremendously proud of is Guardian Radio. And you're a part of that, Dwight and his team. And, you know, we look forward to continuing to have more products. We continue to grow in the years ahead. We're currently building our digital brand, which is led by Vonique Toot. And, you know, we're looking forward to an exciting era ahead beyond these 180 years.
And I know the challenge you mentioned this morning about finding the talent necessary, the work of a newspaper such as The Guardian. And, You know, I believe firmly in this notion that nature hates a vacuum. So she'll find a way.
Yes, indeed.
All righty, well, thank you very much, Candy and James. So glad to have you
thank
on the show today.
Thank
and
you.
Congratulations again. All right, do we have Erin with us?
Good morning and welcome back to Garden Radio.
How are you?
Listen, we are ready to go. I got two performing artists who are going to come to the mic right now so I could have a word with them before they start performing. We can start with Johnny Cake. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what's going on? Hello, Bahamas. Hello, everybody. What's poppin'?
Everything is good. Everything is good.
Of course I am.
Listen, before you do that, tell the people who you are, some of your classic tracks. I don't want to say it because I know them, and where we can find you performing next.
What's going on, everybody? This is Johnny Cake. I'm responsible for Flickin' Road, Get 'Em Ricky, Work Boyfriend, Catch That Crab, and a new song that's coming out that I'm actually collab with Chine called Olen. You can catch my music on YouTube, on Spotify, on iTunes Music. Anywhere that you can find music, you can find Johnny Cake.
Yeah, what's the age limit? Like, what's the age category for Olen?
It all depends on the age of the person who's talking to the Olen. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, there you go. So I ain't safe. All right, so Johnny Cake, we are looking forward to you performing. Are we going to talk to Chine as well, same time? Chine, my Bahamas Chine. How you doing?
Good, I good. Everybody good? I good.
Yeah, yeah. Tell people where they know Chine from.
Boy, it all depends. But Feel Like Whining from my Bahamas, follow me. I could go down the list.
Absolutely, absolutely. So would you come to perform here for us today?
I know whatever DJ Beats play.
Well, whenever I see Johnny Cake and Chine together, I know we're going to hear Get 'Em Ricky
yeah.
and the Flickin' Road, which is the COVID anthem of the Bahamas. You go ask your Grammy what she was listening to the day Menace opened up the country. There you go. Thank you, gentlemen. And you guys step to the mic. Beats, you ready? All right, Johnny K. Listen, look at these guys fighting over who can perform for me first. Listen, just once you don't perform, old head for me.
This is a one shot. Check, check. Yo! Come over there. Over here. Oh, sound over. All right. This is one shot, 242. I want to say 180 years. Congratulations for all of that. All right! Hey! I do this for we. I do this for culture. Oh, yeah! I do this for you. Just, yeah. Don't mind anybody else. You got to think for yourself. Some things I can do myself, but right now I really need you. Just listen attentively. I got some questions to ask you. Hey, if I pick up something and wave, if I grab something and wine, follow me. If I get up, jump up and down, I say,
follow me.
If I teach you how to reggae,
follow me.
See, if I pick up something and wave,
follow me.
If I grab something and I ready to go run to this road. If I get up, jump up and down, I say,
follow me.
If I get up by Kentucky, I telling you, I thank God for life and what he has given. Hey, we must praise the most high, we in the land of the living. Y'all ever see someone run around the roundabout? Are you ready to go? Don't mind anybody else, you got to think for yourself. Some things I can do myself, but right now I really need ya. Just listen attentively, I got some questions to ask ya. Hey, see if I pick up something and wave. If I grab something and wine,
follow me, follow me.
If I get up, jump up and down, I
follow
say,
me, follow me.
If I teach you how to reckon straight, see
me,
if I pick up something and wave,
follow me,
if I grab something and wine,
follow me, follow me.
If I get up, jump up and down,
follow
I say, anybody from Exuma? Inagua, Meguana, Bimini. Elutra. Why is there someone screaming in the back there?
Don't mind anybody else. You got to think for yourself. Some things I can do myself, but right now I really need ya. Just listen attentively. I got some questions to ask ya. If I pick up something and wave, if I grab something and whine, if I get up, jump up and down, I say, if I teach you how to reconcile, see if I pick up something and wave, if I grab something and whine, if I get up, jump up and down, I say, if I teach you how to reconcile.
Where you from? You come running out here. Where you from? Andres. Make some noise for Andres. Oh yeah, that's your favorite song. Where you going? Where you going?
Look at the Bahamas, tell me what you see. A beautiful sunshine sparkling in the sea. A country built of hospitality. Our golden jubilee. Our culture, our people, one legacy. Bahamas.
I need to perform this song more often.
Bahamas.
I forget my own lyrics.
Bahamas, oh Bahamas, Bahamas.
I said enough to the songs.
I went to Andres yesterday. The crowd them rushing like a spade. It's all my beaches far too sweet. The swimming pigs I meet and greet. The fishing down in Abaco. You won't believe how big they grow.
Where are Andres swimming in?
Catch yellowtail abundantly. Say, look at the Bahamas, tell me what you see. Sunshine sparkling in the sea. A country blessed through all its history. We pause to celebrate our golden jubilee. A nation built on hospitality. Our culture, our people, one legacy. Bahamas.
Anybody from the Bahamas?
Bahamas.
Anybody proud of me being here, man?
You are sure? Bahamas, oh my Bahamas. And when you hear that joke canoe, you can't help but jump up too.
Hey!
The rhythmic sounds of birds and drums combined with covers make it fun. And when you hear that rake and scrape, we'll have you dance until they break. I need to make you all aware. No other country can compare. Look at the Bahamas, tell me what you see. A beautiful sunshine sparkling in the sea. A country blessed through all its history. We pause to celebrate our golden jubilee. A nation built on heart, our people one. Bahamas, oh Bahamas. Bahamas, oh my Bahamas. Bahamas.
Give me the next one. Give me one more.
The wait is over. That safe, guaranteed investment opportunity that you've been waiting for has finally arrived. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. And as of Thursday, November the 21st, all Bahamians, for as little as $100, can begin to save for their future. The investment rates are fixed and guaranteed with terms for 1 to 6 years. So you can't lose. Mark it down. Thursday, November the 21st. Get your Bahamas Government Savings Bonds. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for more details.
Babe, you marched the car?
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang! She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make it cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, where we are celebrating with the Nassau Guardian 180 years of continuous existence, providing newspaper services in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You know it, because you wake up like so many, and you know, many people, and the first thing they need after they might pray or brush the teeth, they got to go find them dailies and get the Nassau Guardian, find out what's going on in the Bahamas. We are going to continue our celebrations with them, but we have some special guests in studio waiting about something very important, even in the context of this very celebratory day that we have here. So happy to have them with us now. I'm afraid I have the Zonta Club with us today, and they didn't give me who all I have. So I'm sitting in blind, so I'm going to let the leader introduce our guest for us. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. We're here with our advocacy chair, Dr. Dietra Bethel. We're here with Ms. Debbie Strawn, president-elect of the Pilot Club of Nassau. And myself, Michelle Forbes, president of the Zonta Club of Nassau. Thank you for having us here today.
No, it's good to have you, and thank you for your patience waiting for us to get through this initial celebratory period. But thank you so very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, now what you are talking about has a very real substantive context in our country today. Given, and so you are talking about and addressing the issue of violence and having wholesome relationships. Tell us about it.
Yes, but before we start, on behalf of the Zonta Clubs of the Bahamas, we extend our condolences to the families of Venentia Butler and Adriel Moxie. Ms. Moxie, a student of Anatole, hits very close to home because we established a Z Club there recently. And they're grieving the loss of a dear sister who's a part of the group. And so we are here to raise more awareness and to let persons know that, you know, say no to violence and to build healthy relationships.
And in addition to that, we also want to recognize the families of the young man that was assaulted recently as well. We want to ensure that persons understand that we are against, Zonta is saying no to violence. Yes, we have a focus on women and children, but Zonta is saying no to violence across the board, men, women, across the board.
And also on behalf of our international president, Nicola Dawkins, and all pilots here in the Bahamas, we join with Zonta in offering our condolences to the families, and we too do not stand for any type of violence here in this country, whether it be women, men, boys, girls, whomever.
And you know, it's interesting that you combine your emphasis, your focus on both trying to combat violence, but in the context also of building wholesome relationships, because really at the end of the day, if we have better relationships with each relationship with each other, whether that's on an intimate level or on a neighborly level or on a friendship level or on a collegiate level, we're bound to have less violence among us, right?
That's correct.
And so what does the campaign entail from the pilot club?
So Zonta, a club of Nassau, we have a myriad of activities. We've already started, actually, but a myriad of activities that we want persons to become involved in. So as you would have stated, our focus is on healthy relationships. So our topic for this 16 days of activism is healthy relationships. Let's overcome obstacles with knowledge. We want to help to educate the population as to what to do when there are scenes of violence, there are acts of violence. Where can you go? Where can you get information? What can you actually do? So we wanted to absolutely help persons to understand and gain some knowledge. So we've done a number of things already. The Golden Sea Club at the University of the Bahamas, they had a walk in a mile in my shoe campaign where they had persons walking in their shoes. They had persons to donate shoes to the Golden Sea Club. And persons, young men and women, took a time to walk in those shoes to signify that we are standing in solidarity to anybody who has experienced any kind of violence. We have these radio talk shows, but there are a number of other things that we're doing as well. So we will be at the Best of the Best competition, the Regatta, December 5th through 8th. You will see all around Montague Beach and across the Nassau, actually. And that those orange bows signifies a Say No to Violence campaign. So we'll be there at the Best of the Best Regatta. We have an international TikTok and poster competition going on in our high schools, from elementary to high school, for the poster competition. And for the TikTok competition, we are going straight from elementary school into the college-age students. Now, again, we want to get persons speaking about healthy relationships, how to end violence. And we understand that so often we speak to adults, we address adults. We often do not hear the voices of our children. And we want persons to understand that our children are being affected as well. It might be directly, or it can also be indirectly or vicariously. So they're experiencing these. We're having a poster competition and TikTok competitions. And we want to say that if you want to join that, go to our Facebook page, Zonta Club of Nassau, and you will find instructions on how to enter. And we want to just give some respect to a lot of our partners. One of the partners, the major partners for that poster competition, is Customs Computers, who has donated computers, laptops, and printers for the winning schools. So we're working with a number of persons in the community. We're going to have a webinar, and that webinar is going to also be, it was going to be on December 5th, same topic. We have a number of dynamic speakers, from the secretary of the Golden Sea Club at the University of the Bahamas, Dynasty Ferguson, to a mental health therapist, to Cleopatra Christie from the Bahamas Crisis Center. And we have a number of survivors who will also be on the, again, that December 5th, go on our webpage and you can find that information. One of the other things that we're doing too, is we're doing a private something that's called Celebrating Survival, where we are honoring women, or persons who have overcome issues of violence. It's going to be a private ceremony, but if there's anybody who wants to donate, please contact us at Zonta Club of Nassau at hotmail.com. And so again, there are a number of things that we're doing, but those are some of the highlights. We have other webinar sessions with seminars with high school students, things speaking about healthy relationships, which is just a number of things going on in the next 16 days, within the next 16 days. I hope I didn't overload you, Shivago.
No, you Jen, all that tells us is there's a lot going on and people have a lot of opportunities to information, to be involved with the campaign and hopefully change some lives in the process. So no, thank you for letting us know. One of the things I really appreciate is your focus also on speaking to young people, because as the late Dr. Miles Monroe used to say, if you want to change a generation, you have to change. If you want to change a nation, you have to change the next generation. And it seems to me that for the long term, if we can engender in our younger people, in particular our children, some different ways of relating to each other than some in our community are doing, so maybe we stand a better chance of curbing this violence.
We completely agree.
Any other information you want to share with us, ladies?
So we do want to talk a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry, Madam President.
So as we talk about the young people in Pilot International, we have anchor clubs. And those clubs, we use those to teach young people leadership, because we believe that once we teach young people the correct way, how everything ought to be done, that we will definitely see a different generation rising up here in our country as well as the world. It's really important that we get our young people involved so that they can understand something and they may move away from the path of destruction. So we are supporting Zonta in all of that. And the Pilot Club of Nassau also supports with our young people and our anchor organization.
Okay. Anything else, ladies? Before I share something with my Pilot Club colleague,
just to add, this year we saw the need, as Ms. Strawn mentioned, to expand our Z clubs. That's the junior clubs in the high school. Due to, you know, the lack of respect, the level of violence, and the lack of soft skills, we saw the need to expand our Z clubs. So we had existing clubs at St. John's College and Aquinas, and we saw the need to expand our reach. And so this year, starting September, we expanded our Z clubs to Anatole Rogers, D.W. Davis, A.F. Adderley, and Queens College. And already we see the results, the zeal, the passion, the drive, especially in Anatole. They're so excited. Shirts, bands, pins, just to raise more awareness. When persons see orange, that's a message to say no to violence. Have healthy relationships. Have respect for one another. Good conflict resolution skills. So we see the importance of giving back to our young people and letting them have a voice.
And also we want to add to that is that we are partnering with a number of persons, a number of organizations within the community. So University of the Bahamas and the Golden Z Club, we have on our webinar, we will have the domestic violence unit of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Of course, we are having, again, a mental health professional. We're having students on. And most important, well, most significantly as well, we are having survivors who are going to come on and claim the situations of violence they've experienced. And domestic violence, there's been rape. They're going to talk about that, how they would have overcome those situations. So our focus is for information giving. Again, Cleopatra Christie from the Bahamas Crisis Center will be there. So we are focusing on knowledge because we think knowledge is indeed power.
Yes.
All right, then. Well, we want to thank you. We want to thank you so much and wish you all the success in your efforts at promoting a reduction in violence and healthier relationships. And if we can be of service to you in the future, please feel free to call on us.
Thank you so much. But before we end, we have to give thanks to our donors, our sponsors for the 16 Days of Activism. In addition to Custom Computers, we also have Securities Commission, Shop 99, Pocky's Gas Station, Rubis, Fidelity Bank, ATC Advisors and Consultants, and SuperValue. Without their assistance and also that of the community, we cannot do this. Thank you guys for helping us spread the message of saying no to violence.
Super. By the way, I went to the College of the Bahamas on a pilot club of Freeport Scholarship.
Well, very awesome. Good. Very good to hear. Yeah. And of course, and, being pilot. And, yes, sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, and it really came true for me, because as well as I had done in school, it didn't dawn on me that I should try and apply to university or for a scholarship. And so a guidance counselor came to me and said, "Shivago, did you apply to school yet?" I said, "No." He said, "Did you apply for scholarship?" I said, "No." He says, "No, you gotta come. Let's go begin, because it's getting late now. So he helped me apply to COB, and then helped me apply to pilot club. Pilot Club Scholarship, and I got it."
Well, very good. And we in Pilot, we are really excited about what's happening with Zonta as we partner with them. And in Pilot, as we say, we continue to do more, be more, care more.
Amen. Well, I thank you all, and thank you so very much, ladies.
Shivago, can we leave just one tip to wet the palate?
Go right ahead.
So, one tip, and we've heard it all the time, but we will say it again. One tip in healthy relationships is effective communication between partners and children, between friends, persons on the basketball court. Effective communication. And that effective communication means that you are listening to actually hear what persons are saying, as opposed to listening just to respond and defend. So that's one nugget. And expect some more over the course of the next 16 days, as well as at our webinar.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions on these celebrations we're having around the Nassau Garden. We'll be back after the break.
Good and bad times, a little older. You both are now peace. You've earned anyhow. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This October, Dunkin' Donuts is brewing more than just coffee. We're brewing strength, because we're stronger together. Donate at any Dunkin' location to support breast cancer awareness, and we'll match every dollar you give. Together, we're making a real difference for the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. Sip, smile, support. When we stand together, we're stronger together, because the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now peace. You've earned anyhow. Anniversary.
anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Yes, from all of we. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Each other and live happily.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Sea Life and Survival Line. Your host, so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, where we are celebrating with the Nassau Guardian 180 years of existence as a newspaper, one of the oldest newspapers in the region for sure, and one that has been providing credible news stories in this country now for almost two centuries. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Of course, we are on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BCC Float Channel 612. That's BCC Float Channel 612. You know, before the digital age of the internet, many of us younger people, and then, of course, our parents and elderly people in the community, There were a number of us who, you know, were those who wanted to know what was happening in the country, who it was a typical routine to go ahead and purchase your Guardian and purchase your Tribune, and then later on the Journal. And you used to pay your, at first I remember, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, I remember when you could buy paper for 25 cents. I certainly remember when you could buy a paper for 50 cents, right? And then over time, just like inflation does with everything else on the planet, pretty much everything else on the planet, the cost went up, but not, you know, not outside of the region. But it was typical. You get your papers and you wanted to have both papers because I suspect for some of us, we were looking for corroboration of the meaning that, well, if both papers carried it and the content were similar, then you could believe that credibly it was what was happening. Now, what I found very often was in reading the papers, you had kind of three emphases, right? Three emphases on political news of the day. So what was the government doing or not doing? What were the politicians doing? Not doing. So you had those stories, inclusive of what the editorial commentary would have been saying. That was one thing. Then what was happening in terms of, dare I say, crime and other troubles? Because I seldom recall people running to the newspaper to see what the latest good thing was happening, unless it was some economic announcement, you know, happening. But generally, you know, did anything terrible happen today? No? Yeah? Okay. So that was one of the things that drove us to read the newspaper. And then, thirdly, it was the Thursday edition, because that was filled, unfortunately, how you would think that it made you aware of who had passed on to glory or when their life would be celebrated by their funeral. And so that's the obituary column, which was, and still, I believe, still is the Thursday heaviest reading day for these papers. And so, you know, newspapers like all media are a part of the attention economy. What is that? Yeah. It's called the attention economy. Essentially, they are part of the kind of economic activity driven by the fact that lots of people pay attention to that content. So television content, internet content, newspaper content, electronic media content. And the more attention paid, the more the people who want to get the attention of subscribe to, advertise and market with those entities in order to help promote their own business or civic interests. That's how it works. It's called, it's the attention economy. And so, you know, it is absolutely necessary for entities in the attention economy to have compelling content for the potential viewers, listeners, readers of their product, because it is in that attention that they can remain viable, because the people who need the attention of those people see them as an avenue, a platform to promote their goods and their services, their activities for patronage by those audiences. And so the natural guardian has been in front of me for almost 200 years. 20 years from now, it will be 200 years. But it's not a bicentennial celebration on their part. So we again congratulating the owners and management and staff of the Nassau Guardian, all the folks who work diligently day and night to ensure that a product is presented to the public that can provide credible information on the happenings of the country, and also credible or at least compelling editorial and opinion pieces that make for interesting, informative, and reading. Sometimes reading, like if it's some weather issue or some threat issue, et cetera, through these avenues, we are able to get information. You're listening to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're gonna take a break for news, and when we come back, we will continue our session. We'll be back after news.
Anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now. Peace, you've earned anyhow. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
It's anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now. Happy anniversary, oh, happy anniversary, yes, from all of we, oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, where the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years of existence. And we've spoken to Candia Deems, its chief editor, and we have listened to some of the performers who Aaron had won. And, you know, and so we congratulate the paper once again for this outstanding accomplishment. what else happened in 1844 other than the Nassau Guardians forming? Well, according to Rainy History, the University of Notre Dame in Indiana in 1844, the Dominican Republic gained its independence from Haiti in 1844. That was on February 27th. The Baha'i calendar actually started in 1844. Texas became a U.S. state in 1844. So lots of things. The first telegraph news dispatch was published in Baltimore in 1844. The Young Men's Christian Association, YMCA, was formed in London in 1844. So lots of interesting things took place in 1844, including it was supposed to be the year when, according to, I forget who it was, according to one of the religious prophets, Christ was supposed to come. So, all right. So we are continuing to learn more about the tragic event of this last week involving Adria what actually happened. We don't have all the details, but the police continue their investigation of the matter. They are continuing the investigation surrounding the tragic death of Butler in Grand Bahama, who was assaulted by an intruder. Our condolences again to the families of these victims. And the conversations around our circumstances continue. Rightfully so. When these conversations are getting and have been, I think, somewhat edgy. So can we not mince words here? Some of the conversations have been either to promote or to suggest or to explain an inclination by some for street justice, for vigilante justice, for revenge. I mean, let's be real, that's true. That's what some have been suggesting or hinting at. And to be honest, in even the polite circles, some of the polite circles in which some of us travel, where these things have been hinted at or suggested, or in fact, where in the instance of the young man who assaulted Ms. Butler, where a crowd rarely, I understand, put it on him. There are people who say, listen, man, it may not be right altogether, but ain't nobody gonna fault them people. Ain't nobody gonna fault nobody who take these people out or so forth and so forth. So that's how edgy the discussion has been. Discussion, again, in the context of arises of capital punishment and the need to bring back capital punishment, meaning bring back hangings, and the yeoman's cry around that. And every time incidences like this or multiple murders in an intense period we go back to the discussion about the need for hanging, and those discussions then hover around you hang them because that's what these fellas need to see. They need to see we ain't joking and we ain't playing, and that might be a deterrent. And then some people say, man, forget a deterrent. Take them out, because then they ain't gonna do it no more, and that's justice and so forth. And these are not discussions people are having because they are cruel. These aren't discussions people are necessarily having because they just ain't thinking. These are discussions people are having because, emotionally speaking, to have a 12-year-old child die in the way she died, and to have a 70-year-old woman die in the way she died, moves people within with great rage. And so they speak out of the rage, right? And so am I justifying what they are hinting at or suggesting? Not one lick. Because I believe you never descend to the evil that you are for. Never descend to the evil you are for, because you then become that evil. You say, well, but you're killing the evil though. Yeah, but we have a process. We have a process for doing things, because what is true is this. Justice must be done. There's no question about that. And our justice system is leaving far too much room for people to question its ability to adequately deliver on justice. That's the current state of things. It's not that justice doesn't get delivered at any point in any way, because the fact that we have people in prison, that we have people before the court, we have people being arrested, means that our system is at work and working. But the citizenry has to believe that when it is violated, that the surety of justice, meaning the system and process, has a level of efficiency that satisfies them that people aren't going to get off or get out to do what they've been doing, and so forth and so forth. And unfortunately, as it now stands, people don't have that confidence. And too many people don't have it. Too many people. And so when it is like that, then they may want to take matters into their own hands, because something in us tells us that justice is demanded and required where violation has occurred. There's something inside us that tells us, right? So you can understand from whence the rage and therefore impulse for vengeance, for justice comes. Because the process that we have for carrying that out sometimes feels like it has failed or it's failing. And so people feel that way. But the alternative to that process is mass justice. And I can tell you, I can't see how that serves us now. I really don't. We go back to the Wild West. And in the Wild West, the fastest gun rules. And the fastest gun doesn't have to be the gun with the most character. It could be the same people who are violating you who are the fastest guns, who therefore become the power and the rule. And, you know, for the most part, most of us ain't running around trying to practice how to shoot no gun, wield no knife. Okay? And so, you know, the alternative just has been grasped. But I do want to say something here, that, you know, we fortunately for us, as devastatingly tragic as what has happened in recent times is, which we hope and would hope never, never, ever, ever would happen. Never. Ever. It is not a, it is not something that happens routinely in the Bahamas. And even one such incident is terrible and far from us, but it's not something that happens routinely, thank Almighty God that we are not waking up every day to this horribleness. I asked myself, I wonder where it was, what's the safest country? And I checked online, did some research on it, and what comes up constantly is Iceland. Iceland is regarded as certainly one of the safest countries in the world. And then I made another search, and I want to read you something. And I asked, has there been a child killing in Iceland? And the answer came back, yes, there have been child killing in Iceland, including the murder of a 10-year-old girl in September 2024. And it went on to say a 10-year-old girl was found dead on the Pisavik Road, north of Mipervan. The father called the police to report the murder and has been in custody since. While police investigated tips about the involvement of organized crime, they believe there is no evidence to suggest that anyone else was involved. Sick people, evil people, wicked people, deceived people are everywhere. They may not represent large numbers in our population, but they are everywhere. And we unfortunately sometimes have to deal with their awfulness. Terrible, terrible awfulness. Can I be real with you again? When that awfulness hits, and you know, I'm going to talk to the and they often, the issue of good and evil in the world comes into sharper focus. Because people start to question, people start to, like, how? You know? No. And they try to, but they're themselves in the queue of ideas. Like, honestly, if I try to do it, at a certain point, like, your brain shuts off and shuts down and says, no, man. Right? Because you wonder, how? And it is this that sometimes makes people who disbelieve in God say that's why they disbelieve in God, because they wonder how a God lets this happen. Now, mind you, they don't wonder how we as people believe this way so much. They think it's God like, how does God let this happen? And they say, an all-powerful, all-good God can't do this. Can't let things like this happen. Not unlike we do. You don't blame yourself. We don't blame us. We gotta find somebody. And the somebody is God. And people therefore need to have conversations with their gurus, with their advisors, spiritual, psychological, and otherwise, and to try to talk through these and hard and difficult conversations. Some of us in the religious realm, like we will run from hard conversations. Oh, don't question God. Don't you? God knows what He's doing. God knows. God is in control. Listen to me, David. They had no issue saying to God, "Listen, God, my enemies are trying to slay me. They're trying to do me right in. What are you doing?" It's like you're sitting down in heaven and you're doing nothing. Now, David would almost always come back to his acceptance of the providence of God, but he was not afraid to wrestle with God. Neither were some of the patriarchs. But these evils, our system, our values, the efficacy of what we are doing to engender right values, our relationship, they do. And asking hard questions, you ask a hard enough question to the politician, they get offended because they think that you're trying to unseat them. You ask a hard question to the opposition who's trying to become the government, and they might feel like you're trying to prevent them from doing something. You ask a hard question to the religious leaders, and they think that you are losing your faith. You ask a hard question to your teachers, and they think that you are questioning their expertise. You ask a hard question to the businessman, and he thinks you're trying to kill his business. You don't get any where in terms of truth and advancement in this world without asking hard questions. How does a 12-year-old girl come to think he then? He was then. How does a 70-year-old woman come to be treated as she was treated? How? Not just let's kill the man who did it or the men who did it, or let's just deal with them. That's one kind of thing. What do we discover in all this tragedy and nonsense? For instance, were these people believers? Like the people who did the violating, were they believers? Did they have Christian beliefs? Did they believe in God? Did they believe in Jesus Christ? And so then, did they believe in Islam? Did they believe in Muhammad? Did they believe in Buddha? Because we say these things should test us. Did little Adia believe? Did Butler believe? Because we say these things should protect us and keep us. And yet, we sometimes hurricanes approaching us, and we are believers who pray. But hurricanes occur. Sometimes hurricane stays and comes. Why? We think that in pointing something out like that, there's something wrong with the faith that we subscribe to. And there might be. Maybe there's something wrong with the way you understand the faith. Well, not what I'm saying, but praying out for hanging, capital punishment, seeking vengeance, I don't believe it's sufficient. I think that when we find calm, like I first to be angry, I dare not say anyone should not be angry. So yeah, be angry. Acknowledge your angry, come to terms with your anger and sit in that anger. You know, sit in it. But before you make a judgment, before you make a suggestion, before you make a recommendation, wait for calm so that in that calm, you might be able to ask these hard questions. Which reason might allow us to find answers to? You know, when you get caught up in the moment, you can say things or do things that don't serve you well going forward. It isn't unusual for politicians, for instance, political leaders, to sense your outrage and to want to identify with it or to pander to it or in defensiveness to block it. So some one politician might say, oh, the people are angry. And yes, the people are angry, so therefore the people are with me and we are with them. And one politician say it's a community problem that we have to address, and therefore all of us are involved and all of us are culpable and all of us have to find the answer together. Notwithstanding, that wasn't quite the promise. And then if you take a prime minister who said, listen, I'm trying to find solution to the problem and not focused on capital punishment or hanging per se. What he's trying to find solutions, that's what a leader must do, that's what a government must do. Now, he would have to convince you that he is really doing that, you know, and he has to provide some evidence of that. But in the moment, to say to people angry about a very has happened, that you're not focused on hanging is to dismiss somewhat this real rage that they are. Now, I don't believe the prime minister should get up and start pandering to your rage, acknowledging it, yeah. But to sit around and tell you, oh, we can hang them as quickly as possible, I don't think the prime minister should say that to you. I think the prime minister should tell you that we have a police force, we have a prosecutorial force, we have a judicial system, and to the extent that we can, where we are satisfied that we have the perpetrators of these crimes, we shall move heaven and earth to do what is appropriate. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
It's anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now. Peace, you've earned anyhow. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Babe!
I ain't mash the car. The lady run into me mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
On this Monday only, up to 50% off selected items. Buy two of the same Christmas decorations and get the third one free. Yes, free! Yes, restrictions free. Apply. Yes, trees, lighted angels, Santa toppers, ornaments, lights, mesh, flowers, picks, and much more. And don't forget the toys. Up to 20% off toy purchases, plus an additional 10% off when you provide a Janae's Carnier uniform purchase receipt of over $50. VAT excluded. Janae's Chesapeake Road Monday Madness Sale going on now. Extended store hours till 7 p.m. Hurry in and get more bang for your bucks.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now. You've earned anyhow. Happy anniversary.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I have a text that says, good day, Chicago, great show as usual. Can you kindly ask your producer to check your mic levels? It is far lower than your station's commercial. Thanks. But firstly, I did ask the producer, thank you. He says the mic level is fine. But, you know, people don't know this as a general rule, but ad commercials always have better sound. And the other thing, you haven't noticed that? Even if you're on YouTube, other things, that's we're almost standing. But the producer says we're good. He says it's good on his side. If y'all are having difficulty anywhere else, let me know. I don't know. I haven't changed anything. And the manager of the station says we're fine. So maybe it's on your side that there might be it is the Guardians lot. And so, to some degree, those of us who have these shows, to pay attention to what's happening in the society and to report on it. So the Guardian reports on it. We, as talk show hosts, sometimes report even though we jump off of that report into discussions that could be opinionated or otherwise by us or yourself. But the Nassau Guardian over the course of its history, if anybody's interested in understanding better that history, can read an opinion piece that was done by former Attorney General of the Bahamas, Sean McQueeny. And, you know, listen to me, folks. I could tell you all one thing. In terms of the history of this country, if you want to learn some things about the history of this country, there are lots of people who could do that. I mean, the late Dr. Gail Saunders was certainly Dr. Curry at the University of Bahamas, one of those people. One of the best shows I've ever done, my personal view, was with him when we were talking about, I think it was leading up to independence, or maybe Emancipation Day. Anyway, but he has an opinion piece that Candia mentioned earlier on the 180 years of the Nassau Guardian. And, you know, he mentions the history of the Nassau Guardian, and that's the Candia indicated some uncelebrated parts of that history. But in the end, he says, and I quote, "Be that as it may, looking at the Guardian today, it is fair, I think, to pronounce the following verdict. It is more balanced and objective in its editorial policy and news coverage than it has ever been before. It's an equal opportunity exposer and slayer of the corrupt and incompetent, the pompous and foolish alike, no matter which party is in." One of the things that happens too with the Nassau Guardian, in which some of the talk shows, maybe all, is the willingness to ask the difficult and uncomfortable question in the midst of situations. There's something that you know, that we hold sacred in to ourselves, right? And part of that sacredness doesn't have anything to do with defense of the truth, you know, in my view. It has to do with the defense of my ego and my egoic stance or my dogma. And right, whether that is political dogma or religious dogma or some other kind of dogma, it's defense of that, because to unseat my dogma is to destabilize me. And this is what I believe, and I believe this for a long time, and I believe this fundamentally. But sometimes statements are made by politicians, statements are made by business people, statements are made by this one and the next one, and the Guardian, them say, "Hey, yeah, but what about this?" And then all of a sudden, the armor goes up, and people get defensive. But I want to challenge you to say, even in your own personal life, in my own personal life, asking yourself hard questions makes good sense. Hard questions makes good sense. Why do I believe what I believe? Why do I do what I do? Why do I say what I say? Why do I act this way? Why do I do this? Why is this a trigger for me? Why do I support this group? Why do I support that group? Why do I like this? Why do I like that? And then and all that can happen when that is done is answers, if you are earnest and honest in the answer you derive, you will either affirm more strongly the things you believe, or you will rock those things so that you become more open to truth, better understanding, or you will expose these things as lies in your life, in my life. Because ultimately, what do you want? You want the truth. I'm not interested in soothing my emotion. I don't want to feel badly. I don't know anybody who does, right? We don't want to feel badly. We don't want to feel, uncomfortable But the truth is, the only thing that sets us free is the truth. However ugly it is, however pretty it is, however challenging it is, the truth is the only thing that will set us free. So sorry, right? So if you are in the political realm and you are trading untruth, you are promoting bondage, because the truth sets free. If you are in the religious realm and you are trading untruth, then you are promoting bondage, because only truth sets free. And the truth ain't true because you believe it. The truth is true. It's you and I believing it or not believing it. And when we are confronted with circumstances in which what we believe cannot be substantiated as truth, we just rest in the fact that this is what I believe, right? I don't have anything to make me, and even like, I don't even offer you concrete evidence to believe it, but as a searcher and seeker, this belief is what is driving my search and my seeking. And that's why I'm doing it. But I'm okay with the uncertainty in the absence of the evidence and empiricism that you require, because I am a seeker of truth. So the newspaper is an example. Can't be printing stories if they ain't sure, right? They don't know, because factualism has to be a definite part of the character and integrity of its work. The same thing is true in public life, right? When a political leader cannot, he or she have forfeited the right to hold the office they hold, because who is the currency of a statesman, while popularity is the currency of a politician? The statesman trades in truth, even the truth difficult for the people to hear. Even a truth difficult for them to admit. A statesman knows, a statesperson knows that the society is best served by trading in truth. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now. Peace, you've earned anyhow. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Around the world, recognized as a leader in healthcare, our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guard convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now. Peace, you've earned anyhow. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to these remaining moments of the show. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. I'm Shavar Golang, your host. If you want to give us a call in these last moments, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. This Texas great show as usual. I don't know about y'all, but I'm mad. I tell y'all, keen these people long time and hang. We have rules, but the criminals ain't playing with the rules. Hang them high and hang them low. You know, the issue of hanging criminals I hear people say bring back hanging. We don't need to bring back something that's already the law of the Bahamas. They say, but why aren't we hanging? Because the only person who can authorize hangings in the Bahamas are the court. You have to get convicted and then sentenced. And if the court sentences you, and all the procedures are followed, hanging can take place in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And people say, well, what about the Privy Council? The Privy hanging in the Bahamas. That's not what the Privy Council said. The Privy Council gave us some precept of worst of the worst. And the Bahamas, I think, now has laws that define who's the worst of the worst. And so, you know, it is possible to carry out hangings in the Bahamas. You have to be able to prosecute in a timely way. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, most criminals are brought to sentence within a year. And even their appeal after that is within a year. Yeah, it's time. Now, once the matter goes to the Privy Council, that becomes beyond your control in terms of timing, but that too doesn't have to take years and years and years. What the Privy Council complained about before, as I understand it, was the length of time it took to bring folks to trial before recent times. Like not before recent times, but people could be sitting on death row and in remand for years and years and years, or on bail for years and years and years, whatever the deal was. That was the problem. But in recent times, that wouldn't be a problem even for a matter that ended up by to the Privy Council. So it is conceivable that even these matters recent, depending on how they adjudge them, can be processed in a timely way and so forth and so forth. And if the process is followed in a proper manner and meets the legal parameters, bound is behind. That is possible. If that's what you think is necessary. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bank. Pleasant day to you.
Yes, how you doing?
Fairly well. And I'm going backwards a little. In relation to the Privy Council, they based in the UK, I don't think there's any capital punishment or hanging or anything of the sort. So I do not foresee them being.
But we don't have to have your opinion on that. We already have the law about it.
The law, but our final court still is the Privy Council.
But don't interrupt me because I'm trying to teach something here.
Hold on.
You reference the fact that they don't have in the UK this, correct, that, and the next thing. That's irrelevant. The Privy Council doesn't rule on what exists in the UK. It rules on the laws of the Bahamas.
Yes. But,
so it doesn't matter what happens in the UK.
Yeah.
When you go to the Privy Council, they are reading your law and making determinations and interpretations of your law.
Yeah. I want to fast forward. That we shouldn't be going to the Privy Council. That's what I want to submit.
Okay.
Okay. But on our local situation, are you there, sir?
No, I'm here. I'm listening. Yeah.
On our local situation, it was sudden that a little child was brutally murdered out in a dark spot, so to speak. You know, alley, you know, in the bushes. Mm. And then here, there in the other extreme, an elderly person is within their very home. And the person apparently cases are mentally ill.
Mm.
And so we also need to deal with these mentally ill men who are causing harm to little girls and senior women.
Yeah. I agree with you. Thank you much. Appreciate you calling. In fact, I heard on a show somebody saying we need to do something about this. And then people were saying how you can only deprive these people of their freedom or admit them for treatment or somewhere with their consent. And I think that is largely true. But there is, like in the United States, I understand there is, within the law, the ability of family members to make a submission requesting, is mentally unwell to be admitted, but a set of conditions have to be met for that. Now, the problem here is we can't presume we know, even if it is true that these people were mentally unwell, we can't presume to know all the circumstances that they were in, because sometimes people may not present with mental unwellness. I'm not saying this happened in this situation, but certainly where people present with mental illness and what have you, there ought to be the ability to do something about that, because we already seen that now. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon. So, how you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Good, right here. You know, when we had this discussion some time ago, when you were talking about the amount of so-called homeless people and beggars that you see on the streets, and I called referencing the mental health bill, there is a component on there that states that the government or the authorities can have somebody appointed to capable of making decisions for themselves, that somebody can be, there will be an appointment made so that these persons will be able to be taken off the streets, you know.
Mm.
And component. I don't know, right. Like I said, we pass these laws, but they're not really enacted. They're not followed through. Because I remember distinctly the Minister of Tourism, how he lamented the fact that there were so many vagrants on the streets who were harassing the tourists downtown and whatnot. And this law apparently was designed to sort of rid the streets of poisons like that. But again...
Let me ask you this question before you go, because we've been running out of time, but I really want to ask you this question. You think if those of us who are family members who are unwell mentally, and we know this could be so, if we really, really, really forget it, might not you think we be able to do more about them than it's not now the case?
Yeah, but most of the time, like the family members, sometimes they take them to silence, let them out. They take them back, silence, let them out. And so sometimes the family members, they just give up on them,
No, I agree with that. That's why I'm saying more. See, more isn't just going to the silence, right? More is even after you have done all you can and the situation still persists, more is agitating. And to the extent we agitate for BTC and agitate for this and the next thing, for more to be done.
By whom? By the state?
By the state, yes.
Yeah. Listen, Lang, but then we have laws on the books that, I think at one point in time, they used to pay people money for if you call somebody, to take them. We have these laws. I don't know. We can get up and rah 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 and whatnot, and
y'all don't get up and rah rah.
We beat up our campaign like some of them who will march and break down the place and so that people could get our attention, But the thing is, Mr. Lang, is that I know that the government has so many things that it has to do and whatnot, and we. You could never have a completely safe society, no matter where you are. But there are some things that
you gotta do. Some things you gotta do. We gotta go. We gotta go. But we can continue this discussion tomorrow. Sounds good? Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today. Guardian, Nassau Guardian, 180 years. Congratulations. God bless you. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. If there's life, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Do it.
You love each other and live. I believe.